Welcome and thank you for being here. Giving some time to get settled, to allow things in your body and mind to settle. And is it possible settling into a sense of getting in touch with your inner voice and inner life? Settling into an environment where there's a sense of honoring your own inner connection. Even though we're doing this together, that our focus could turn inward towards the nourishment and resources the depth, the aliveness, each in ourselves. The richness in your own life experience and unique path. And sometimes it can be easy to sort of lean out and think that someone else can do it for me, or to think that someone else can do it better than me. Or worse than me, or whatever kind of comparing. And is it possible to just notice how that belief or feeling or idea lands in your body or activates in your body? And what is it like to come a little closer into yourself with the idea that we each have in ourselves the seeds that we need to grow, that we can grow, that are good? Good for ourselves and our world to grow. So as we allow a settling in, maybe getting a sense of being in a kind of sacred space, this mysterious body, mysterious mind, mysterious lives. Even though we know a lot about our lives and life in general, we actually don't know what life is. We don't know. What is it that makes a difference between a living body and a non-living body? And so while we're in this living, could there be a possibility of honoring this body and mind and space of our life? Not saying that we are perfect, not saying that we're supposed to be in some way perfect, in any way different from how we are. What if just within the soup of all that's going on right now, these mind states and emotions, these thoughts, attitudes and this body. What if, just like with gardening, there's plenty that we can do to care for our garden? But it's not our work to actually make the growing happen. Or make the fruiting happen. We can allow and support sprouting and growing and fruiting. And so, could we get a sense, just for a few minutes here at the beginning of this meditation session, is there somewhere a feeling of this, some kind of living quality? Perhaps in body sensations being felt, or sounds that are heard. The sounds and the hearing, the sensations and the feeling, the colors and the seeing. Starting with simple things. Later on, we may find, or even in moments where we have no choice but to be with a difficult mind state, a story keeps coming back, a sore point keeps hurting. Maybe even then we can feel something of a living quality in grief, in rage. In worry. In fear. But if possible, what if we come to sense the contact of the body and the ground for a while? As if tuning in to sort of the inside base of a mountain. Big and solid. And is there somewhere that would work well for you to connect in addition to the contact with the ground, to feel in your body, the lower belly, for example? Like a deep heart of a mountain. Feeling your breath moving the body, if that's helpful for you to include. contact with the ground could be like the inside of the base of a mountain. The lower belly or some other place you feel to be in contact with, as if listening to the just now sensations flowing. Could be like a deep heart of a big solid mountain. Unquestionably here. What if there is nothing outside of you that you need to get and install in order to be okay? What if the resources that are already in you, recognized and unrecognized resources in you, what if that's already enough? Things you sometimes do know about yourself and sometimes forget, and things you don't know about yourself yet. That may be rich and powerful, alive and fruitful. We can give some patience, some more room to. Partly by staying with, here is the body on the earth. Here is warmth or coolness, heaviness, tingling, whatever you may find in the lower belly or wherever your home place may be. by gradually coming more and more to trust our body and wide mind to be ongoing. That we could continually discover that the body is living, whether I notice or not, and that our ability to feel is feeling, whether I pay attention or not. That the body and some part of our mind are already here. And sometimes we can relax into that already here-ness, already presence. Like joining into something that's ongoing that can feel like a prayer or a silence or a song. Doing a bit less, arriving a little more. Into, even though there may be worry or other kinds of thoughts and emotions, there's also this ongoing living and this continuously open, wide, deep mind or awareness. Already happening, already in you, recognized or unrecognized. Relaxing a bit more sometimes may include just relaxing about the fact that you don't feel relaxed. We can start to realize that the ups and downs, the contractions and releases of our small mind are not all that's going on. When we notice we're distracted, it can be just a beautiful kind of moment or gesture or part of a dance. That something of the wide mind could notice the small mind went away somewhere or got tangled up And yet, there's no distance to travel to be back here. Here we are. The tangle is also untangled just by noticing that it's a tangle, or a knot, or a confusion. So occasionally, as we really rest into the ground and into the home place, such as the lower belly, into the moment, into the awareness already feeling the sensations that have already gone by now, without any effort of our small mind, while resting or even almost disappearing into that now, into those sensations. When we get distracted or we notice that we have been distracted, pausing and feeling that trace or shape of that distraction in the body. That kind of thinking, how does it feel in your body? Is there a trace? That kind of story, what does it feel like in your body? Feeling embarrassment or regret or anger, worry, fright. Boredom, sleepiness, feeling it in the body. Can start to be almost seamless, so there's not really an issue. We're with the sensations in the lower belly and the ground, the deep heart of a mountain. And then we're with sensations also of some shape of the mind, of thinking something's not quite right, I've got to do better, or whatever it may be. And then we can sink back down to where it's a bit more quiet and more alive in that sense of the directness, pressure and heaviness of contact with the ground, warmth and coolness and textures in the lower belly or wherever you are, as well as perhaps some sense of a living quality or a sense of presence. Something even less graspable than the sensations themselves. Perhaps something like a mountain, a sense of there being a lot of space in which body sensations come up and thinking and mind states and emotions come up. A story comes up about future, past, or a fantasy of some time that's not on the calendar. And we can feel that in the body and float, returning back to ground and home. The mountain has enough room and enough here-ness. And what if, just as we may not need to get something from outside ourselves, just the right technique or instruction, maybe we have what we need inside ourselves and can discover that together, each in our own way. Perhaps there's also not something inside yourself that you need to get rid of before you can be okay. Maybe even those really awful tendencies or mind states. Painful, burning, or cold. Heavy or speedy. Maybe it's not about getting rid of that or repressing that, putting a big rock on it. Maybe it's about slowly and with a lot of friendliness getting to the bottom of it. What if, just as we are, there's not something too much and something too little for our own path to freedom from suffering? Freedom to be happy for no reason in any circumstance. And just allowing patience and our willingness to be in contact with the sort of living quality in all of our experience. And to let it from inside yourself teach you. What you need to know, where you need to go. Resting on okayness, no matter what. Freeing and inner listening to a living quality. May our practice and our lives be free to pour all that we have into our path of awakening for the benefit of many.